This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's Julia. Julia, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hey, we're great.
Hi, Julia.
We're great. Julia, thank you so much for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. Thanks for listening, too. How can we help you today?
I think I'm being blown off.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's our specialty.
Yeah, what happened? Who's the dude?
His name is Andy, and, you know, I've been, like, blown off by dudes before, but, right. Like, usually, like, I don't know, they'll give me, like, a lame excuse or something, but this guy, like, actually kind of seems mad, and it's really throwing me off because I think we had a great time. Like, we've gone on several dates, and I thought we were getting along really well.
Yeah.
And then when I've been calling him since then, he has just seemed like actually mad. And so I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us about how you met or tell us about your dates leading up to him blowing you off?
Sure. We just like met on a dating service.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met for coffee at first. And it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
It was short, but awesome, I thought. And then we went for dinner. And then we went to a movie for, like, our third date. And I thought that, I thought the movie was stupid, so we left early. But then we went back to the place, and we hooked up. And,
okay.
I mean, I thought we were having a really good time.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that was it. I called him later, and he seemed, like, angry. Like, he just wanted to get off the phone as quickly as possible. And I called him again, thinking, like, maybe he had just been, like, in a rush at that first phone call.
Right.
Oh, like, he seems, like, really mad.
So, like, when you guys hung out the last time, did anything happen? Maybe you said something and that you thought maybe he reacted to it the wrong way or something?
No, I mean, like, he never seemed upset at all. I really can't think of anything.
Huh.
That's really weird.
That is really weird. When was the last time you spoke with him?
A couple of days ago.
And when was the last time, or I guess you saw him, or you hooked up with him? When did that happen?
Almost a week ago.
Okay. Mm. All right, well, why don't we call him up? You said, what's his name? I'm sorry. I was half paying attention.
Yeah.
Andy.
Okay, why don't we call Andy in just a minute and find out why he's blowing you off and also seems to be angry with you.
Okay.
Because I'll be honest, you seem like a very lovely individual.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks.
Yeah, from the 3 minutes and 5 seconds that we've been talking.
We got to find out why.
Some dudes are so weird. Yeah, let's call him up. You ready to figure out what the reason is?
I'm so ready.
Here we go. Listen on the line. Just hang back and don't say anything. Andy, please.
Yeah, speaking.
Andy, hi, good morning. My name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're calling from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, what's up, guys? That's
crazy. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
We'll fix all that.
We just wanted to ask you a question. Can we talk to you on the radio for a few minutes?
Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
Good.
Okay, awesome.
Good. Excellent. Listen, Andy, we had a question for you about a girl you know. You dated her a few times. Her name is Julia. Remember Julia?
Oh, man. Yeah, Julia. Okay, sure.
Okay, well, that's good. Step one.
Well, Julia got in touch with us, actually, because she said you guys had a good time, but you're acting really mad at her every time she talks to you, and she doesn't really know why. Like, did something happen between you two?
Well, like, to be honest with you, I just feel like she's kind of really greedy and selfish.
You feel like she's greedy and selfish?
Yeah,
a lot,
like big time.
Well, why specifically do you feel that way?
Yeah, what are we basing this on?
Well, I mean, okay, so we had a really like good first few dates, but then like around the third date, she told me that she was into girls as well, like she dated girls as well as guys.
Oh, Mark's ears just perked up.
I was like, that's awesome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said to her, well, like maybe we could have a threesome, you know, because, like, I could get a girl that I know here and,
right.
Like, if she dates girls, then she'd be into that, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then she said no. She just said she wasn't into that, and I thought that was ridiculous because she was, like, withholding. You know, like, she's into girls, but she won't have a threesome with me, and that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
Wait, are you kidding me? Julia is on the line? She just heard all that?
Yes.
What did you just say?
Wait a minute. Julia, are you on the line right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Andy. God. Julia's here, too.
Oh, why didn't you tell me that? That's messed up.
Yeah.
We needed to know why you were blowing her off.
Yeah, so you're blowing her off because she refuses to have a threesome with you.
Yeah, it's really selfish because she's into girls, so why wouldn't you have a threesome if you're into girls and dudes?
Oh, my God. Yeah. No way.
Andy, being bisexual and being into threesomes are totally different.
Okay, all right, listen, I have a lot of questions myself, but it's going to require a little bit more time commitment from everybody. Can you guys hang on? Julia, can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
It really interesting miscommunication between the two of them. Julia, you mentioned to Andy that you are bisexual. You're into both men and women. You like both of the things going on there.
Yep.
Okay. And you mentioned this to him just out of conversation, or?
It was in the conversation, and it came up.
Okay.
And it's true, so I said that.
Okay, great. Andy, so then you asked her, based on his knowledge, to have a threesome with you and a friend of yours.
Yeah, because if she's into both, well, then why wouldn't she want to?
I mean, I feel like that's kind of selfish of you. You're expecting her to do something just because of her sexual preference, not selfish of Julia.
I feel like you don't even understand what bisexual means.
What are you talking about? Of course I do.
Like, just because I'm into dudes and chicks doesn't mean that I want to be with two people at the same time. If you're any girl who is into dudes wouldn't necessarily be into a threesome with two dudes.
Right. I totally agree with you.
So you're saying that you like to be intimate with one guy, Julia, or intimate with one girl, but not like a mixture thereof. Like
exactly.
Big orgies and stuff.
So, Andy, you think that this is like a selfish thing on her part because she won't like share?
Yeah. I mean, because think about it. It could be a lot of fun. Like, it could be a great part of our relationship. It's really hard to find a girl who would want to do that anyway, right?
Right.
So here Julia comes along who's into both girls and dudes. So I'm thinking like, all right, problem solved.
Right.
And the thing is I just don't understand what the issue is.
I feel like that just makes you kind of ignorant, to be honest. Sorry, Andy, but I just feel like you're not really understanding she likes it to be like a serious relationship with just one person. Doesn't mean she wants to just have fun with a bunch of chicks and a bunch of dudes at the same time.
Although that does sound a little fun.
Of course it does.
Andy, when I said I like women, I didn't mean I like all women. I mean, I don't even know this girl.
Yeah, who's this girl who's this other girl you know that you want to have a threesome with?
How do you know random chicks that want to have threesomes with you?
There are people around if you do enough digging. You know, it's a girl I know and she's hot. Julia would like her.
I don't know that.
I know. You don't know what she likes, obviously. Yeah.
Like, why don't you date her? I mean, like,
well, because you're cooler
I feel like
than
I don't
she is. You're like a real person.
At all.
Oh, hold on. So you don't want to date this other chick because Julia's cooler than she is?
Julia is pretty awesome. That's why I was, like, really disappointed.
So you just want to have sex with this other girl, not, like, date her.
And Julia.
Yeah. Well, because that's a real difference, too, you know?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what world you're living in, but this is kind of weird.
Okay, so Andy, let me ask you this then. Is that the only thing about, like, you don't want to date Julia because she won't have a threesome with you?
I mean, I don't know. Now that you guys are putting it that way, I guess I feel kind of silly. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe I'd give it another shot.
Okay. Julia, based on that glowing recommendation, would you be willing to go out with Andy again?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, and I, like, said this, I'm kind of looking for a monogamous relationship.
Yeah. Right. Hey, would you maybe want to date Andy's hot friend?
I would have to meet her.
Okay, all right. Hang on 1 second. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. This is interesting.